This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Hillary said she's sorry if women misinterpreted her quote, saying that women only voted for Trump because her husband, sons, and other men in their lives told them to. I don't know about you ladies, but I don't know how to misconstrue that. What? Please elaborate, Hillary. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You heard the quote. The reason why these women, particularly white women, voted was because their husbands and their sons and other men in their lives told them to. I mean, come on, ladies. How condescending. How condescending. Now, what's funny is that's what black leftists say is the reason why I voted. Because some white person told me to, because I'm stepping and fetching it. So that's why I had to do it. I say to them, the reason why they vote Democrat isn't because somebody's telling them, it's because they've been indoctrinated and they're just too stupid. But that's different. I'm not saying, oh yeah, some white dude got a gun to your head and he's making you go do it. No, I'm just saying you're too ignorant to have looked beyond the rhetoric and had the guts to say, you know what? I'm tired of you people trying to influence me and start questioning things. Because if you questioned it, you would go, ain't no way I'm voting for them KKK starting, slavery holding, anti-civil rights Democrats. Who, by the way, still want to kill black people at a more efficiently and smoothly than at any time in history. No way will I vote for them. How does the left think they're going to recover from this? If you're a young woman, and I would really like to know, I would love to get some millennial ladies to call the program, 844-551-8255, and tell me your thoughts on this. What did you think, if you heard this, what did you think when you heard that the reason why you voted was some man in your life said you needed to do that or else? It reminds me of this joke that Chris Rock was telling. He was like, you know, women should rule the world. You're the majority of people. You are level-headed. You are smarter than men. You are less aggressive, you know, and confrontational than men. So why don't you rule the world? And his joke is, because we can knock you out. Men can knock you out. So if that's the joke, which, by the way, wouldn't go over very well these days. But if that's the joke of it, and men are smart enough to go, well, I'm not going to be hitting on a woman, right? And you don't do it, you take that out of the picture. Why don't women rule the world? I could go a step further and tell you that it's a joke that says women have the most, you know, amazing real estate on the planet. And again, like I've told many a lesbian, if you wanted me to take, you know, what you have and use it, I will be, you know, I'll be ruling a country within a year. I would be, Kevin is the queen of blankety blank country. I'd have men eating out of my hand. You just have to know what your gifts are. And I don't know about women. I don't know how much study they've done, but I know men. I know them pretty well. And a woman who knows how to use her femininity is the most powerful weapon on the planet. That's why, I mean, I've said many times, I don't understand it either. But I don't understand it. I do understand it. I know why women don't rule the world. It's because a handful of them are the ones who dictate how the majority of women act. There's a handful of them that say, your femininity stinks. And I'll tell you, that handful of women are crazy. Your femininity is the thing that God gave you that makes you have dominion over man. You don't have power over man, but you have dominion over man. I'm preaching to the ladies right now. And they know. There's some of them going, Kevin's right. He's exactly right. A woman would be crazy to say, I want a man that I can overpower. Don't misunderstand me. They can exist because maybe your girl, I got a friend whose girl, his wife, is like a third or fourth degree black belt. You know, if they throw down, she's going to whoop him. Now, to look at her, you wouldn't think it, but she loves training in the martial arts. I know a lot of these types of women. But as a rule, you know, and there's a part of me that believes that even with those black belt women that they wish their husbands were to get black belt so they could go back to being the real true, quote, man of the house. But it's okay. Those women are just, they're very interesting studies, so to say. But the average woman wants a guy to be the protector, but she knows how to have dominion over him, no matter how powerful he is. Look, I have friends that will break your neck with a stare. I'm talking about some of the baddest dudes in the world are personal friends of mine. Some of them you don't even know. You think, oh, the baddest guys are in UFC and all that. Not hogwash. Baddest guys on the planet, you don't even know them. And I'm telling you, their daughters, their wives make them crumble. Crumble. Dudes, if you say, Kevin, pick your team to go to war, I would grab some of the baddest guys you've ever seen in your life. And I've watched them crumble with their daughters over something, an issue with a daughter or an issue with their mother or an issue with their wives. What are you talking about? Disrespecting women. Women are powerful. Amazingly so. And so much more. The abilities of a woman compared to a guy. If I'm going to go fight a battle, a philosophical battle, you know, like a mental battle, I'm grabbing some women. I ain't grabbing Navy SEALs and some of these headbusters I know. I'm going to grab women and I'll go, no, Kevin, don't go that route. That person there is not going to be. Like, if I'm picking a jury, I know Dr. Phil's good at it, but give me a woman. I want a woman picking my juries. Because she'll look and go, nah, that one there, too much emotional content, Kevin. I've seen women like her. I've seen guys like him. Huh? I mean, Dr. Phil was good at it. They got a new TV show called Bull. I don't know how new it is, but they got a show called Bull that's built around Dr. Phil. By the way, do you guys know how much money Dr. Phil makes? How much money do you think Judge Judy makes? This is going to shock you. I know it's off subject, but it's just fun. $45 million a year. Judge Judy, Dr. Phil, $120-something million a year. Wow. I'm in the wrong profession. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Cambridge Analytics is what I want to cover when we come back. Glad you guys are here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Everybody, Cambridge Analytics is in the news, and this story cracks me up. I love this story because it is so convoluted, and it is going to be such a thrill to watch it all shake out. Yet again, we find leftism spinning on itself. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Cambridge Analytics was apparently hired by the Trump campaign to work with Facebook to start petitions, gather data, and get the Trump campaign going. Now, it's working with the most leftist social media platform on the planet. I mean, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, but Facebook is the leader. Most people get their news from it. Facebook loves that kind of business. They got paid to do this report. You know, Cambridge Analytics said, here's a bunch of money. We're going to do some surveys, blah, blah, blah. They did the surveys. And I'm going to let you hear the clip. It's about 3 minutes long, but it'll shed a lot of light on this. And it's such a perfect setup for the kill. Because I'm going to give you the kill shot on leftism, as soon as you know the story, because it is a big deal, now they want to believe, they want the world to believe that Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most lefty guys on the planet, probably has never had a meeting with President Trump, has met multiple times with Barack Obama, is completely dyed in the wool as a leftist, and they want you to believe he conspired with the Trump campaign. Maybe he's even tied to the Russian bots. Don't be surprised if they don't offer that theory up. Here's a clip.
Facebook is under fire and facing growing outrage over the misuse of data from some 50 million users and its possible impact on the 2016 presidential election. The whistleblower who brought this to light is with us for an exclusive live interview. But first, NBC National correspondent Peter Alexander with the latest. Peter, good morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning to you this morning. That whistleblower, a former insider at the British-based company, is revealing new details about exactly how he says his old firm helped fuel support for Donald Trump's campaign during the 2016 election. He says the company secretly accessed personal information from those 50 million Facebook users, many of them Americans, turning their profiles into what were effectively unique political weapons. Now Facebook says it's trying to make sure that data is never used again. This morning, this whistleblower insists he's pulling back the veil, revealing what he calls the secret campaign strategy to manipulate Facebook users ahead of the 2016 election.
It's coercive. People don't know that it's being done.
Speaking to our British TV partner, ITN Channel 4, Christopher Wiley says his former company, Cambridge Analytica, obtained personal data of tens of millions of Facebook users without their consent. The goal? To help Republican presidential candidates.
We were able to get upwards of 50 million plus Facebook records in the span of a couple months.
How'd they do it? Beginning in 2014, many Facebook users were paid to take a personality test funded by Cambridge Analytica, agreeing to give up some personal data. But Wiley says what they didn't know at the same time, the company was scooping up all of their friends' private information too. So a survey that started with about 270,000 people ultimately collected more than 50 million profiles.
Thank you.
For political operatives like Steve Bannon, who became a director at Cambridge Analytica and who would eventually help run Donald Trump's campaign, all that personal data about potential voters was a gold mine.
Steve wanted weapons for his culture war. That's what he wanted. And that's that we offered him a way to accomplish what he wanted to do, which was change the culture of America.
Facebook learned its data was being shared in 2015 and asked Cambridge Analytica to delete the data. But Wiley says Facebook never checked to make sure that happened. Now Congress wants answers, with at least one Democratic senator demanding Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testify. These latest revelations, another damaging headline for Facebook, already under fire over its role in the spread of Russian propaganda during the campaign. The company telling NBC News that it remains committed to vigorously enforcing our policies to protect people's information. Facebook has suspended Cambridge Analytica and its parent company. They've also blocked Wiley, who Facebook says is refusing to cooperate until his suspension is lifted. For its part, Cambridge Analytica calls Wiley a disgruntled former contractor who's trying to damage the company and says that it complies with Facebook's terms of service.
So you got the gist of it, right? Now, here's a report I'm reading from, and here's what it says. Amid the fallout over the revelation that a political consulting firm, Cambridge Analytica, obtained personal data from more than 50 million Facebook users without their permission, Facebook and some of its executives objected to the use of the phrase data breach to describe the controversy. Because, and rightfully so, Facebook should be objecting to this. It was not a data breach. They contracted with Cambridge Analytics, who ran a survey, and that survey was reached supposedly, according to that what you just heard, 270,000 people. But it then reached the people behind them. So it would say, hey, Kevin, you want to take this survey? And I say, sure, let's take the survey. In some kind of way, maybe it let those other people do the survey as well. So anybody taking the survey, if you read the fine print, was saying it's okay for you, you know, from you to get the data, for them to gather the data on those 270,000 people. But when they extended it, and this is smart, They're saying, hey, by the way, you can, you know, thread this through 6 degrees of separation and hit multiple people. Well, in doing 270,000, they were able to find 50,000 people on Facebook who are apparently pro-Trump. Now, are these all Americans? We don't know. Are they from Sri Lanka? We don't know. Are they Guatemalan midgets? Of course they are, because all the Guatemalan midgets voted for Trump. That's just, I did that. You're welcome, Donald. So, however that all came to be, that's how they got the data. It wasn't them hacking into Facebook's data and stealing it and doing something else. They contracted with Facebook. Now, the company says, look, we didn't do anything wrong. And the only reason why there's a hoopla over this, I promise you, is because Donald Trump won. If Donald Trump lost, we're not talking about this story. Anyway, Nicholas Thompson, a CBS News contributor and editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine, said that Facebook was very upset about the use of the word breach, and that's the word that the British newspaper, The Guardian, used when they broke the story. And they've continued to refer to this as a breach in subsequent stories. And it's very different than Target and all these other guys who had their data stolen, etc. And I can only imagine what Facebook is doing and the minds that they have working to keep that data, you know, siloed and away from other people. Because I know what we have to do at Tea Party Community. And for those of you who are going, Kevin, this is a great opportunity for teapartycommunity.org. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. We're working on it. Go over there, guys, and start playing around. Because this is what happens with Facebook. But this has nothing to do with the data breach. And I promise you, this story gets even better. So long story short, they said the reporting exposed how Facebook users' data was initially obtained through an app that collected information on the people who took the personality quiz and all their Facebook friends, supposedly for academic research purposes. Well, it is academic research. Who knows what they want to do with this data after the fact? They said the data was then provided to Cambridge Analytica, which helped the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential primaries. Congratulations to Donald Trump and his team. There's more when we come back, I promise. It'll blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
So Facebook continues to cry like little babies. We didn't have a data breach. Glad you guys are here. Donald Trump stole Facebook's data. That's what they want you to be. What's funny about this to me, and you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I'm Kevin Jackson, is Facebook is saying it wasn't a data breach. But then they want to also say, but Trump stole our data. So which is it? Facebook Vice President Andrew Bosworth defended the company, denied any data breach took place. This was unequivocally not a data breach, Bosworth said. People chose to share their data with third-party apps. And if those third-party apps did not follow the data agreements with us, users, it is a violation. No systems were infiltrated. No passwords or information were stolen or hacked. Okay, it's even worse than we thought. You allowed it. This article goes on and says, Facebook is portraying itself as shocked after a whistleblower is exposing just how easy the social network makes it for firms like his employer, Cambridge Analytica, to take the user's private data and exploit it in virtually unlimited ways. The person who's the, quote, whistleblower is a leftist. This whistleblower would never have said a word under two circumstances. One, if Donald Trump had lost, and two, if Hillary Clinton had won, which I know is technically one thing, but I just like having fun with you. But get this. According to Barack Obama's former digital director, the social network told the campaign they knew its data, its users' data, was being improperly seized by the campaign in 2012, but they chose to look the other way because Facebook supports Obama. So, hey, Feinstein, when you call Zuckerberg to testify, let's make sure we bring that little factoid up. Were you guys aware of this? Look, I get it. You know, I'm not bringing you breaking news all the time, but I'll tell you this. This, to me, is an interesting part of the saga, not because of what you know, but because of what it makes you have to dig deeper and think about. See, we're talking about lots of collusion. Collusion in campaigns. Essentially, what Donald Trump's campaign is being accused of is using Facebook to further its cause. Now, Hillary Clinton gets a convenient excuse to say, well, now we've learned that Zuckerberg helped Donald Trump to make it to beat me. Ah. No.
Donald Trump just beat Hillary Clinton. The idea that Facebook would do anything proactively to help Trump is redonkadonk. It is not even remotely possible. We know all these social media platforms, they hate us. Don't tell them I told you. They hate us. They hate conservatives. And they don't hate you because you're, you know, human or whatever. When they see you, they don't know you. It's when they find out you're conservative. You know what you do? You trigger this emotion in them that says, you know me to be a liar and a cheat and a scoundrel. Therefore, I must hate you. You bring out that thing in them that they know that, you know, it's like, I don't know how you've ever, if you've ever done something wrong to somebody or, you know, feel, and you're in their presence, it's almost like you have to say, oh gosh, I'm going to be around that person. Now, you as a conservative, you probably go, God, I hate having to go face this person. And you want to go confront them. Hey, Bill, you got a minute? And you want to apologize. Leftists will try to conspire. They'll say, hey, Chuck, why'd you bring Bill? I mean, Bill seems like a nice guy, man. I mean, what's your beef with Bill? He's a scoundrel, man. They will do the opposite. They will actually make the good guy the bad guy just to cover up from themselves. Y'all think I'm lying? You ask yourselves. You know situations like this. People that you've worked with. People that you know. God forbid, family members that are that way. You know them. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. So, you know, these guys will... They want to make Trump and his team the scoundrel. But here's the deal. Facebook allowed Barack Obama. They wanted Barack Obama to win his contest, his presidency, and they worked with him. They made sure Barack Obama got that data. This techie that turned whistleblower, his name is Christopher Wiley, said Cambridge Analytica was able to create a personality profile users voluntarily took, but which inadvertently gave access to the quiz taker's entire social network. The survey that began with 270,000 people ultimately ended up collecting data on 50 million people. Now, here's the thing. That's just presuming that everybody you're connected to is a Trump supporter. I'm sure the majority of them are, but I'm just playing devil's advocate here. All of them are not. There were many, many people. I don't know when all this occurred, but there were many people during that process that were not pro-Trump. They might be conservative, but they were Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or Carly Fiorina or whomever, right? And so you can't just presume that everybody was for Trump. Anyway, Facebook said this. They said this mass collection of its users' data violated its terms and asked Cambridge Analytica to delete the data. But Wiley says Facebook never checked to make sure that that happened. But I go back to 2012, where Barack Obama's campaign pioneered the exploitation of Facebook. They literally harvested this information from people with the absolute knowledge by Facebook that it was happening. The co-founder, Engage DC, Patrick Ruffini, who covered the story at the time, detailed how the campaign tricked users into unwittingly forking over to the campaign data on their peers. Ruffini posted a graphic from his original report that detailed how Facebook's data helped the Obama campaign. The former director of Obama's For America Integration and Media Analytics, Carol Davidson, candidly admitted that Facebook acknowledged letting their campaign improperly access its users' data. And here's the quote. Facebook was surprised we were able to suck out the whole social graph, but they didn't stop us once they realized what we were doing. She wrote this after the Cambridge Analytica story broke. Here's what she says. She went on to say this. They came to the office in the days following the election recruiting and were very candid that they allowed us to do things that they wouldn't have allowed someone else to do because they were on our side. Now, I'm not saying that Zuckerberg, but whoever was in that meeting was definitely friendly to the Obama campaign. Now, I also know that Zuckerberg has had multiple meetings with Obama. We got pictures of it. All these different summits and let's get together to do this. Facebook allowed the Obama campaign, to do this. The project was called Targus, and Time magazine covered it at the time. So you're getting a picture of what Facebook was willing to do for Obama but wouldn't do for Trump. Their attitude toward the Trump-aligned campaign, Cambridge Analytica, was very different. And after news reports surfaced last week that showed how Cambridge Analytica was able to exploit Facebook, Facebook banned them, and they banned Wiley from the platform as well. In 2005, we learned that a psychology professor at the University of Cambridge named Dr. Alexander Kogan lied to us and violated our platform policies by passing data from an app that was using Facebook login to SCL Cambridge Analytica, a firm that does political, government, and military work around the globe, Facebook wrote. This is what they wrote in a post. He also passed that data to Christopher Wiley of Unoya Technologies. Several days ago, we received reports that contrary to the certifications we were given, not all data was deleted. We are moving aggressively to determine the accuracy of these claims. If true, this is another unacceptable violation of trust and commitments they've made. We are suspending SCL Cambridge Analytica, Wiley, and Kogan from Facebook, pending further information. Now, let me tell you something. That is a cover. Facebook's going to have a difficult time with this, and I hope Cambridge Analytica sues them, and I hope they sue them into oblivion, because what people have gone on record to say they allowed Barack Obama to do, they now claim, oh, you know what, we've changed our policies or whatever. No, they haven't changed their policies. And Zuckerberg can run around the country pretending that he's Mr. I want the Internet to be fair, and I want Facebook to be blah, blah. He does not care about Facebook's fairness. He cares about making money and doing things that promote progressive agenda, the progressive agenda, which is nothing but nonsense. And that is his one goal. Look at what's happening to conservatives on Facebook to this day and why I have meetings with them that are calling me saying, Kevin, can we migrate over to TeaPartyCommunity.org? You better be doing it too. If you're currently doing anything with Facebook, understand what their goal is, what their mission is, and maybe you'll move it over. Got a ton more to talk about. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, there's a guy in Hollywood. His name is Jeffrey Tambor. I don't know if you're going to remember him, but he was the guy that was a sidekick of Gary Shandling on the Gary Shandling Show. Gary Shandling died not too long ago. And Jeffrey Tambor sort of played the Ed McMahon to Johnny Carson. That's how the show was. It was a show about Gary Shandling being a TV host. And the whole thing was all his insecurities and what have you. And Jeffrey Tambor being his sidekick, great role for him. But he's an amazing actor, good actor. He was in The Accountant with Ben Affleck, if you saw that film, and he played a role of a guy who was in prison that trained Ben Affleck's character on how to launder money for the mob and how to, you know, make sure he never got caught in all these different things. But he's a bit actor that you've seen in many things. He's got a very distinctive deep voice and certainly a distinctive look. And no controversy around this man whatsoever. He's even he had a role. I never watched the show, and I don't even know the name of the show. I know it's in the article I'm about to share with you. But Tambor, I think he played a transvestite in this role. Now, I didn't see the show, but I'll tell you this. There's hardly a role that I've seen that man play that I wasn't just like, he really did a good job. You know, we give actors a lot of credit, but, and I'm not telling you the guy's a De Niro, but he reminds me of Nick Searcy. If you don't know who Nick is, Nick is a staunch conservative and does a lot of bit roles, but does an amazing job. He's just a very talented man, but understated, you know, never going to be considered a De Niro or Denzel Washington or somebody like that, but really good. Tambor's along those lines. Now, this all goes back into the Me Too stuff. And I know women get mad at me when I call their hashtag Me Too movement a farce. Not conservative women. You ladies are fine. The leftist women, they send me you don't know nothing about Me Too until you walked a mile in my shoes. Why would I walk a mile in your shoes? I'd have to be on, you know, I'd have to be on a street corner, you know, walking up and down the block, if you know what I'm saying. I don't want to walk a minute in your shoes. Leftist women. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I do not deny that women are victims of sexual harassment, just not Hollywood women. See, those women are lying scum. I know there's going to be people mad at me. Kevin, come on. You can't be using that language against women. Those are the women. Let me tell you why I call them scum. They do damages to the women who are truly victims of sexual harassment or worse. But these lying scumbags, Holly weirdo chicks, really want to accomplish the ruinization of men. That's what they want. If they were legit, if you are a woman and you have been sexually harassed or sexually abused, you will find no bigger, stronger champion than Kevin Jackson. By the way, this is a Kevin Jackson show. KJRadio.com. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in on this topic and chastise me for using scum when I talk about Holly weirdo women. But just understand, I'm going to fire back at you. Harvey Weinstein notwithstanding, most men in Hollywood do little to get women to throw themselves at them. And as one might surmise from a mere glance at Weinstein, you don't have to be a looker to get the chicks. You know what I'm saying? The dude is not very handsome. But what makes Weinstein's crimes so disgusting is that he need do nothing to get the best females on the planet to throw themselves at him. That's the truth. See, Weinstein didn't want those women, the ones that were like, Harvey, I'll do anything. He wanted to demoralize women. And by the way, I think his company, they now officially are looking for bankruptcy protection and all that. Good for them, because they're going to need it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw Weinstein's wife, beautiful lady. You think she would have married him if he weren't a very popular Hollywood producer, director, whatever they call themselves? Or that she would have stayed with him had it not been for his ability to make Hollywood overlook his obvious flaws? Why do you think that woman was with this man? I'm not trying to say everybody's superficial, because I know they're not. And I hope that they're not. I hope people judge people from, you know, the things that they bring to their lives. And not just, oh, that person's really pretty. I know a lot of people with one of my good buddies from high school, he married a Playboy bunny. It was one of his goals. And he's in prison and she's an alcoholic. And she, by the way, the reason he's in prison is because him trying to keep her happy. That's how, it doesn't always work out that way. Anyway, why did I bring up Jeffrey Tambor? Because Jeffrey Tambor is finally speaking out. He got accused of sexual harassment. And men, look, The reason why I'm going to cover this topic to the day that, you know, I probably leave radio or the day I die is I'm sick of the feminist movement that is doing nothing but demonizing men, making people believe that we are the scum of the earth, when in fact, I know we're not. There are many great men out there, and they're being accused of things that they haven't done, and it's all because of some agenda of the women's movement. If you say to me, Kevin, a feminist, were to come to me and say, Kevin, we want to find the true people who are, you know, doing bad things to women, hurting them, hurting their careers, etc., I promise you, I would sign up with them in an instant. That's not their goal. Their goal is to destroy men at all costs. And so many good people are getting caught up in it. So Tamber spoke out. Amazon confirmed to E.T. not long ago that he's not going to be going returning to a role that's called transparent. Jeffrey Tamber, this is, after he was accused of sexual harassment by his former assistant, Van Barnes, and his co-star, Tracy Lissette. Now, hours after that accusation, Tamber released a statement expressing his disappointment in Amazon and Transparent's co-creator, Jill Soloway, for the decision. And here's what he said. I am profoundly disappointed in Amazon's handling of these false accusations against me. I'm even more disappointed in Jill Soloway's unfair characterization of me as someone who would ever cause harm to any of my fellow castmates. In our 4-year history of working together on this incredible show, these accusations have never been revealed or discussed directly with me or anyone in Amazon. Therefore, I can only surmise that the investigation against me was deeply flawed and biased towards the toxic, politicized atmosphere that affected our set. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. I bet you money, Jeffrey Tambor, they found out, wasn't a pure liberal. And here's the real irony of this thing. Transparent, he plays a trans, I don't know if it's transgender or trans, clothing. Trans, cross-dresser. I don't know whether it is, but the theme of the show is he's a trans. And the only reason why I know this is I remember seeing like an advertisement and he was in a woman's dress. He was in women's makeup and stuff. Anyway, he goes on to say this. As I've consistently stated, I deeply regret if any action of mine was ever misinterpreted by anyone, and I will continue to vehemently defend myself. I also deeply regret that this groundbreaking show, which changed so many lives, is now in jeopardy. That, to me, is the biggest heartbreak. I don't know what to say, because I think the trans thing is so overblown. And it's now the new, soup of the day or, whatever. It's the issue du jour. And so people are, fixated on the transgender people, which I crack up secretly. Well, not so secretly because I've said it on the show that there is no such thing as a trans person to begin with, because a man cannot become a woman and a woman cannot become a man. Period. Endo story. Endo facto. You just can't. You can think you are, and that's cool. If it makes people feel better to believe that I'm a man and I transferred into a woman, or I'm a woman who transferred into a man, congratulations to them, but neither one has occurred. I'm just saying, biologically speaking, it hasn't occurred. If you check their DNA, they're still going to be a woman, and this guy's still going to be a man. Endo facto. Endo storio. That's just the way it works. And we can talk about the psychological aspects of it. I'm happy to talk about that all day. But a woman converted to a man is not going to father a child. And a man converted to a woman is not going to mother a child, not going to bring one to bear. And you can shoot them up with all the hormones you want. So if there's something wrong with my story here, if you don't believe it, then let's talk about it. But here's the tragedy is that, yet again, another guy is career in ruins over BS.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.